Sometimes when things get tough, say when the bank rejects your billion-dollar check, you wish you could put on some kind of suit of armor, an iron suit to keep out all the pain, and then you would become an iron hombre, if you will, a mano de iron, and Iron Man, impervious to all the evil in the world.
But if you shut out all the bad, you might shut out all the good, Mike. You close down your heart to hurt, and then love can't get in.
Yeah, but the suit, it could be, like, powered by rockets, and you could, like, fly, and you could shoot things, and you would be awesome, and on the inside, it wouldn't even be you. It would be Robert Downey Jr., and he wouldn't be drunk.
I like him any way he comes. It's Friday. If you couldn't tell, we're talking about movies. Here, as always, to feed our movie madness is our film critic friend, Daniel Holloway, film critic at Metro Papers, and now Us Weekly staff writer.
Yeah, things are changing.
Look
on Holloway Mountain.
Are you going to be doing Iron Men? They're just like us?
Probably.
Okay,
yes.
So we are going to start with this conversation about Iron Man. My first question comes directly from BPP producer Ian Chillon. Quote, based on the reviews out there, here's my first question. Is Iron Man the greatest movie ever? And if not, why are you wrong?
Iron Man is not the greatest movie ever. I actually believe it is the seventh greatest superhero movie ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that serious? Can you rank them?
Yeah, I could yesterday.
The
X2.
That's good.
Yeah. X2.
First Batman?
No. First Batman's not even a top tenner. X2, Spider-Man, Superman Returns.
Howard the Duck? Superman 2 with Nod Before Zog? Anyway.
Yeah. Neil Before Zog. Anyway, it is not the greatest movie ever. It is, however, a very good superhero movie.
Whoa!
What's going on?
Oh my gosh.
They're storming the studio. They're taking us over. Go to commercial.
I hope Us Weekly is listening to this.
That is ridiculous.
The producer
says nothing. Have you ever watched Have you watched the Batman movie as an adult?
Yes.
Seriously, there's nothing. Michael Keaton can barely move in that suit. There's nothing going on in that movie.
Every superhero movie that has come after that movie is a ripoff of that movie.
No. Yes. Absolutely not.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Geek Park Project. All right, we're really doing a service to our listeners
who maybe want to hear some
Iron Man, maybe want to know about it.
Let's take it away from this moment, shall we, let's go right to a scene. This is Tony Stark, played by Robert Downey Jr. He is in the iron suit when he gets a cell phone call.
Hello.
Tony.
Who says?
It's Rhodes.
Sorry, hello?
I said it's Rhodes.
Speak up, please.
What in the hell is that noise?
Funny, I'm driving the top down.
Yeah, well, I need your help right now.
It's funny how that works, huh?
Yeah, speaking of funny, we've got a weapons depot that was just blown up a few clicks from where you were being held captive.
Well, that's a hot spot. Sounds like someone stepped in and did your job for you.
Why do you sound out of breath, Tony?
I'm not. I was just jogging in the canyon.
I thought you were driving.
Right, I was driving to the canyon where I'm going to jog.
You sure you don't have any tech in that area I should know about?
Nope. Bogey spotted.
Whiplash, come in hot.
Okay, good, because I'm staring at one right now, and it's about to be blown to kingdom come.
That's my exit.
So part of what seems appealing to me is that he seems like a flawed, vulnerable. This is totally the girl take, right? and vulnerable superhero, much akin.
Put that in the movie, I always say to myself, "Oh, the girls aren't going to buy it." But
no,
I
we do because it's like Robert Downey Jr. himself, flawed and vulnerable.
There's a parallel. In case you hadn't read any articles about Iron Man in the last 6 months. Iron Man is the alcoholic superhero, which is why Robert Downey Jr. is really good to play him. But he's not good for that reason. Robert Downey Jr. is good in this movie because, you know, he's kind of a likable bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
And if I hadn't been so, you know, rudely interrupted by the freaking Batman fan club earlier... I would have said that Iron Man is actually a turning point in the genre because it is the first meta superhero movie. It's the first superhero movie that kind of makes a joke out of the fact that there is a universe of superheroes out there and Iron Man is part of
it. That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
The big thing, I would think the big stumbling block is the fact that you got a very charismatic star who you want to see, and the coolest things he does, he's in an iron suit. You can't see his face. Did they get over that hurdle?
Yeah, it actually, it looks, the suit itself looks really natural, and it's kind of like, it's the same problem that you had in Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire.
Right.
So you end up with, in the most crucial fight scenes, his face getting punched off so that you can look at
his. Oh, okay. Yeah. Brilliant.
Who wins, Iron Man against Patrick Dempsey?
It depends on are we having a suckiness contest? What's the what is the competition?
I guess that
here?
One is a given. That was Rachel's rough attempt at a segue into a movie that you care very little for. I have heard Maid of Honor, romantic comedy, Patrick Dempsey in the lead. Make up a 4-syllable word to describe this movie on the spot.
Guys are really testing me today.
You could say not good twice.
Sucky, sucky, suckiness.
Yeah. Okay. I think sometimes simplicity is the best way to go. What's so bad about it?
Yeah, what's
it
about and why?
It's about Patrick Dempsey plays a man who likes to get around. And Michelle Monaghan is his longtime BFF who he has never quite hooked up with because they have this relationship where they go out for Sunday brunch and, you know, he fawns over desserts and they go antiquing together. And anyway, then she decides that she's going to get married and he decides suddenly that he does not like this idea.
Wasn't this called My Best Friend's Wedding with Julia
Roberts?
Wasn't
this called 30 other movies before
it? Yeah, it was, actually. And this movie is worse than all of them combined.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah. Why? What's so bad about it?
Acting,
plot? I mean, it's just acting, predictable?
Yeah, acting is actually not bad. Patrick Dempsey is doing what he is has been doing for the last couple years, which he's fine at. And Michelle Monaghan, I actually kind of like. They're basically wasted on this film, though. It's incredibly predictable. And for a romantic comedy, it seems horribly lacking in the comedy department. All the jokes basically come out of like, oh, Patrick Dempsey and his dude friends are going to make a wedding shower gift baskets now.
Michelle Monaghan, is she clumsy? A lot of times the girls are clumsy.
She gets a bad hairdo on
her wedding day.
Stop!
Yeah.
let's get a sense of this piece of film. Here's Mr. Dr. McDreamy, rather, with Michelle Monaghan.
Hey, I thought we could go for a walk and work on the vows.
Good idea. I can use some help.
I've been working on them all week, and I think they're actually getting worse.
Hannah.
At first, I went for the emotion. I thought, well, God, what if Colin does it?
I'm crazy about you. I think about you all the time, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Really?
Really.
That's so generic.
All right, how about, nobody in the world makes me laugh the way you do.
Let's just fade that right down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
let's fade it into nothing.
I faded it down in my mind as I was watching it.
Let's fade it into the next movie since we're discussing this one.
This one looks interesting to me. Mr. Lonely, it's about this commune of impersonators. They live as these other characters.
That's cool.
What do you think about this one?
None of them, unfortunately, live as Batman. But yeah, it's the new Harmony Korine movie. I actually rather liked it. If you're familiar with Gummo or Julian Donkey Boy Orr, he wrote Kids, which Larry Clark directed, you know that he can be a bit of an out there filmmaker. This is actually, being about celebrity impersonators living in a commune, is actually his most normal film yet.
Okay.
Yeah. And Diego Luna plays a Michael Jackson impersonator who runs into Samantha Morton playing a Marilyn Monroe impersonator on the streets of France, and she invites him to come live at their celebrity impersonator camp.
Let's listen to a clip.
I live in the Highlands.
Really?
Yeah. Well.
Well, why?
It's kind of a long story, but I guess it's not that long.
But isn't it really cold over there, like freezing?
No. It's cold like half the year, and the other half it's warm.
And what do you do there?
We do lots of things. Like, some people take care of the animals, some people garden, some people take care of the house. And sometimes we perform for each other, and then we go out and we perform for other people.
So a little romance starts to blossom between these two characters, which led the BPP to remember another awkward moment when Michael Jackson was romantically linked with someone in a very public way, which was that kiss between Lisa Marie Presley, which we chose to then promptly forget and push out of our minds.
Yeah.
But you like this film. You thought it was...
I did like this film. It can be a little precious at times, But Samantha Morton is just incredible.
But that's Precious is not the tone he was going for in Gummo or Kids or anything like that. And does he pull it off? He doesn't. He seems like a guy who wants to shock you and maybe disgust you, Harmony Korine, and set himself up as an auteur. But he's really servicing the audience who wants a coherent story in this movie.
It's not necessarily an audience-friendly movie in that sense. There's another film within the film featuring Werner Herzog and some flying nuns.
I love Werner Herzog.
Yeah, it's definitely not the most accessible thing ever, but it's certainly more accessible than his previous movies, and there is no real shock value going on in here, which is kind of impressive. I think it is a fairly reasonable change of direction for him.
Okay, I got some things to see this weekend. Dan Holloway, thank you as always for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good weekend.
You too.